the first matchup right now at the Crawley Classic. Carl, take it away.
And thank you, Austin. It's a little chilly here this morning. Car didn't start. I think I forgot to put the heat in. But he's coming back, though. We're back on the court here, and a nice court here at Key Valley. King Cove's rookies taking on the Viking Warriors from Tri-Valley. And for the Viking Warriors, it's a team that has been at state now a couple years in a row. They met Scammon Bay back-to-back years and were out in the consolation bracket both times. They actually won the consolation bracket last year. So this team finished 3-1 last year at the state tournament, or 4-1 coming through the consolation round. And here's Bifrigan for Tri-Valley with the first bucket of the game. Jasmine is one of their few seniors. They've got three of them. McKenna Lusby, Victoria Pennington, and then Bifrigan. And for the rookies, a rare turnover there, unforced one. As they'll put some pressure on in the backcourt, and this should be big here. Here's the steal by Duarte right away. Plays the ball well. Elena tries the shot, and this is there. Yetchmina with a solid rebound in between the 6-foot Rachel Kaufman. She's a sophomore for Tri-Valley, and she and Lusby were right surrounding Yetchmina, and yet she came up with the rebound. That young lady does so much that you just don't put on the stat sheet. Here's Calver starting out there too today. Goes for the offensive board, but Kaufman pulls it away ahead to Pennington, and Pennington from behind poked away by Mack. So right away, Tri-Valley on the run out, but the rookies catching up to it. That'll give it back to Tri-Valley, though, out of bounds on their offensive end. They try to go into Kaufman there. She's got Duarte by an inch or two for sure, and she's 6 foot or 6'1". But Duarte, quick and very adept defensively. As there's a foul call, we'll go on Sadie, I think, on the reach. Let's see if it was. It is on Newton. So Sadie picks up the first foul for the rookies. And at the line, let's see, they're checking something at the line, something on the floor there, actually. As Bifrigan, who had the first bucket, now with a chance to get one from the line. Missed the first one, got the second one. So, Bifrigan makes it a 3-0 game. And Monica goes back to Mack. She's going to work inside. Misses a shot there. Rebound comes off. Kayla got it. Calver over to Newton. Misses a shot there. And now Kaufman with the rebound. Rookies realizing, hey, we've got a kind of a formidable opponent here. Let's get with it. And Kaufman goes around the screen there, puts up the shot, misses from the outside. Pennington battles in there with Mack, and Duarte comes up with it. Back the other way. Here's Elena. Just picks up speed, goes into the lane, too hard off the glass. And the rebound by Kaufman, but a steal in a half-court line area by Duarte. Back the other way, and Mack tries another shot. Monica with the rebound try, or with the rebound, rather. There's going to be a foul called. And I think the foul will go to the rookies, Kayla Calver. It is a short timeout. As right now, I'm just going to say, in the timeout, I bet Gary Lamar saying, girls, settle down. You don't have to rush it. Because I think Mack has done that on a couple of trips right now. And they just need to play their game. So just settle into it. They'll do fine. But right now, feeling like, wait a second, we're behind 3-0. How does this happen? And feeling like they need to make amends immediately, and it's they're just playing at a little bit too much energy level for what they need to be doing. More settle into the game. We'll see if they relax a bit now and still do what they need to do. Okay, here we go. 5:33 to go first quarter. And pressure in the backcourt. Good full court pressure. They get the turnover as a 5-second call. So that's patience. 3-0 score here. And rookies will have the ball. Comes out to Kayla. Free throw line jumper. Good look. Doesn't go. Rebound comes off to Beiflugen. Jasmine will now take it to the hoop. Tries a shot and got it. Boy, Monica had a good hand on there. And Beiflugen has all the points right now. As, here's Elena. Great job. Finds Kayla for two. Calver with the two-pointer assist to Kayla. Sorry, to Duarte. Excuse me. Jayla. Jayla to Kayla. As there's a shot. Kaufman misses it. Coming back the other way is Mac with it quickly. And now Mac will go to Newton on the outside. A lot of people coming in there. They're walking right in front of me. Can't see what's going on. As there's the pass ahead, and it's good two-pointer for Brianna Mayo on the run out there. The rookie's not getting back in time. Well, here's Mac with it. Got it up high now. Coming up to 4-minute mark. Ball poked free by the defense there, Mayo. And now the shot. Count the basket, I believe. Let's see. As Mac does get it. So, yeah, the basket does count. Chance for a three-point play. I wasn't sure if they were going to keep that or not. And she's got it. So the three-point play good. Now it's down to a 7-5 score. Two-point lead, and they're going to get another five. Almost a five-second call again. So the rookies' defense starting to take control here. And here's the pass overthrown. Brianna Mayo. Trying to go ahead there to Kaufman and overthrew her. And high post work, and there's Monica down on the baseline. Ball knocked free from behind by Mayo. And so Kaufman will bring it up against Duarte. Now the double team comes, tries to throw over the top of it, and it's off of her out of bounds. It'll be rookies basketball. Or no, it isn't. It's going to be Tri-Valley basketball. I thought it came off of Kaufman. Yeah, it did. Okay. Yeah. And one referee was kind of confused, and the other one wasn't, and I wasn't. And there's a shot. Good for Calver again on the baseline. Nice look for the young lady. And she ties it up with that one. And here's a turnover. Rookies create another turnover. We're tied at 7 now, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Well, the rookie's starting to settle into their game a bit. Duarte got started in that high post area, and that's why there's going to be a foul called on Mac's shot. And it was on Beiflugen, I think, that wrapped her arms around behind when she tried the shot there and was able, or picked up the foul and still not able to make the shot, but goes to the line for three shots. So for Elena, first one good, and the rookies have their first lead at 8-7. We'll stay at 8-7. She's got one more coming up. Timeout for Tri-Valley. Well, here with 3:23 to go in the first quarter, folks, a good start for Tri-Valley kind of surprised the rookies. I think they watched them play yesterday, two against the Fort Yukon team that King Cove will be facing as well And that's one where Coach Gary Lamar, I think he and I talked about this a couple of days ago. He said that might be your toughest game in some ways because the matchups just aren't there with Fort Yukon. The young ladies have a couple of eighth graders and people that just haven't played ball much, and they won't offer much resistance. They didn't score against Tri Valley yesterday until deep in the second quarter, 17-3 at half. So Tri Valley didn't have to do a lot yesterday. And if the girls saw that, they might have thought, oh, boy, yeah, this is going to be too easy. And I think Tri Valley came out and played the way they're capable of to start. But now they're starting to run into that juggernaut of the rookies' defense. And the turnovers have set it up so that that the girls are back on top now at 8-7. There's one more to go, so I haven't... it's Mac at the line for one more, and this one good. 2 of 3 from the line on that three-point attempt. And here we go with the pressure in the backcourt. Near steal by Calver, but Beiflugen gets by it, goes past Newton at half court, and Calver steals in the backcourt. Calver, just threw it ahead, thought Newton was free, but she wasn't. Here's a steal by Duarte. And Jayla says, settle down. We've got plenty of time there. Jayla at the high post. Goes back to Newton. Open for three. On the way. Misses there. Rebound comes off tip by Yetchmenov right to Duarte. Now Newton trying to go in the corner to Monica and stolen by Beiflugen. Beiflugen has a poke free by Mack. Elena getting back on defense. That's another thing the rookies are doing now, too. They were not getting back on defense on a couple plays early. And all of a sudden, they saw themselves down. Now they are. Here's Beiflugen. Tough shot there. It's going to stay Tri-Valley basketball. Beiflugen's shot nicked on the way up by, I think, Duarte. Could have been Mack. Mack pokes it free from Jasmine. And then trying to go back over the top, and here's a steal by Kayla again. Calver with another steal. This time she holds up, gets a good pass back to Mack, 4-3. Elena with the three-pointer makes it 12-7. And here's Duarte, tips it out of bounds. As they try to come in, Duarte looking at the clock there and set up and everything, going, let's see, what do we need to do? As Mack... Oh, and there's Beiflugen makes a nice move on Monica. So Beiflugen gets the two-pointer, and Monica just got turned around on the move by Beiflugen. She had a good head of steam and did the crossover, and here's Smith. Foul called on Duarte. As that was a moving screen foul, or what they used to call moving screen, illegal screen. Julia coming up while Elena's making the move and screened off her defender. Timing was just off a split second. There's Maddie Newman in the game now for the girls. As that tip passed by Mack. She stays with it, keeps the ball popped in the air, and then Mack will try the three. Doesn't get it. Duarte right there. Misses once, gets it again. Off the glass, no. Mack underneath, she'll try it. Mack, put back shot. No. Ball tipped around, and they come away with the ball in the hands of the Warriors. Boy, lots of good tries that just wouldn't drop. 12-9 score, 1:44 on the clock. And good hustle by the girls there. They just couldn't get that offensive rebound in. But Tri-Valley, good hustle, too, to stay with it, not give up. They defended every shot well. And here's Mayo in there with it. And out of bounds, it'll be rookies basketball. For the rookies, Elena bringing it up. And she has... Duarte at the high post. To Kayla. Calver goes down the baseline. puts up the shot there, and I think getting a piece of it was Pennington. As it came up a little short, here's Mack high post. Now goes to Calver in the corner. Back to Mack. Mack's shot at the free throw line. Good. So Elena with another bucket, a two. Mack. And here's a steal by Mack, and Mack, another bucket, too. So back-to-back two-pointers by Mack makes it 16-9. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and the girls starting to extend it. Here's Duarte with a steal. Just backs up on that one, sees it coming. Great pass to Mack underneath. From Jalea. Jalea. Wow. She turned, and she didn't waste a second on that and got it right to Mack. Not an easy pass to do. And on the floor, Beichligan's going to travel with it as the rookies get another turnover here at half court. And you look at this score right now, 18-9 in favor of the rookies with 23 seconds to go. They're on, here's Newman down to Calver on the baseline, back to Newman. Newman keeps the dribble, now comes up high, and that pass stolen away there by Mayo. Blocked by Mack at the other end. They say Mack can't play defense. Watch that. I don't know who says that, but sometimes people do. Oh, she only scores. No, she plays the whole game, all aspects of it. Mack with the block, and the rookies will get it back with just 2 seconds on the clock. Here's Mack. She'll fire. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter, 18-9.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP. All right, second quarter action. Carl Pulliams live at the Crawley Classic with the rookies up by 9.
Well, the rookies had to fight their way to get this lead, but they're in the lead now and solidly 18-9 here after one quarter of play as the Tri-Valley Warriors trying to get get back on track after the start they had. And there's a held ball on the floor to start, and it's Calver down there. I like the fact that Kayla getting a start here today. A sophomore is playing tough, and this is what you like to see. Start somebody like her, get her some minutes. We've seen her increase the minutes along the way here, but also come out when she doesn't do what Coach Lamar needs her to do, and yet she's starting and playing into the second quarter now, and she's done some very good things there, so it's neat to see. As here's one of those sponsors, Pennington getting ahead of the pack. Duarte gets there in time and gets a rebound off the miss. Got a good hand up. Duarte saw that coming. As here's Mack. Three-pointer, good. Elena Mack. With a beautiful shot there, 23-9, as Mack gets a three. Now here's Beiflugen in a bad spot at half court, throws it off of Maddie Newman, so it'll stay Tri-Valley basketball. So once again, the girls using that press and the defense to cause the struggles here for Tri-Valley. As almost a five-second call, Pennington's going to hustle over and still cover. Calver nearly had the steal. This ball tipped by the rookies. And it'll be Tri-Valley basketball again. They tip two passes out of bounds and have a double team. Here's Cockman, gets free underneath. Newman, though, stays with her. And she misses on the fadeaway shot. Mack will have it back. Goes to Duarte. Jalea's shot will miss. Calver. Calver called for the foul. Okay. Calver was sandwiched between two Tri-Valley Warriors there. And so it'll stay Tri-Valley basketball. Maddie staying with Bifluke and pokes it free. Ahead, though, it goes to Pennington and then blocked there, but foul on Calver. And Kayla, she went for the fake, and that's what got her foul. And, of course, here comes Monica back in to show her. Here's, let me show you, sophomore. I'm the senior. I know about defense a little bit better. Just that experience, once again, as Calvert got some great experience, though, what was that, all the first quarter into the second quarter. And now a couple of lessons learned. Pennington at the line gets one of two, makes it 23-10. So Victoria comes up with one of two from the line. Pennington is, here's a shot by Mack in the floater there. Cockman with the rebound. The 23-10 score. Rookies on top. Maddie trying to step in front, stay in front. And a pass by Bifluken stolen there by Mack. Mack steps into the passing lane on the baseline and brings it up on the dribble. Ahead to Etchman, a quick touch pass into Duarte. Right back out to Newton, and Zadie gets the three. That's her first bucket of the ball game, a three-pointer. 26-10. And there's Bifluken again being able to knock the ball off of the rookies. 5:44 to go here in the first half. And you can see Tri-Valley working hard here. Mayo gets a shot there, I think, for the, Przybylski, number 10, Przybylski, gets the two-pointer, 26-12 score. As they're playing good ball, but rookies just better and a lot better. As here's a shot. Missing from the outside by Maddie. Scrambling for it. Mack nearly steals it, but Cockman ends up with it. And now over to Przybylski. Loses the ball with Newman. Newton right in front of her. Gets it back. Slipped on a spot out there, but Newton was ready to pounce. Bifluken having trouble with Newman out there. Maddie doing an excellent job on her defensively. Here's a cut through by Bifluken, though, as the rookies were in a position to almost steal that basketball, and they had defenders away, and it was just a three-on-two when that pass got by the half-court line or in that half-court area. So Duarte couldn't get over to help cover as Bifluken comes sailing through for the two-pointer. Here's a missed shot in the lane by Mack and a rebound to Kaufman. Jasmine back the other way as Mayo over in the wing. She doesn't shoot a lot. She can shoot in transition, but not in the half court very well. Here's Cockman. She'll try a three-pointer. This one is off. Bifluken and Mayo chase it down. And they go up top to Pennington. And Pennington to Mayo. Looking down to Cockman, and she's having to play way out away from the basket, and Jalea's got her all over out there. As here's Mayo in trouble, throws out the pass to somebody, but nobody's there as she got in a corner down there. McKenna Lusby, one of the other three seniors, will come back in. It's an interesting team because a lot of the Bifluken, such a Lusby checks in. Lusby, a junior, she sees a lot of time, though. Or, I mean, a senior. She sees a lot of time as not one of the starters, but the juniors they have right there, too. Here is Mac at the other end on the offensive side. Yetchman digs out a rebound that the Tri-Valley Warriors had. That was Uzabelli, the freshman that comes in. They've got two freshmen that play a lot. And there's Duarte. Down to Monica on the baseline. She'll try that shot. Misses. Newton too quick on the trigger on the putback. And Maddie Newman chases down the offensive board. It's going to be a foul called on Mayo, though, with the push. Newman saved that ball as Duarte was sailing out of bounds with the rebound. Kicked it out there, and it looked like a steal. Instead, Newman poked it away and came up with it. Yetchman out in three-point line. Comes back up to Newman on the wing and tipped out by Brzezbilski. She'll trade out with Beiflugen. That's Uzabelli, that Lexi, the ninth grader that they put in. She gets a lot of minutes, that young lady, and she's stout, too. She's built to get out there and battle. And so we saw that. Well, we saw that last this year already at, that's right, we had Tri-Valley. We saw these girls over in Toke in January. And they won the Toke tournament over there. They are a very good team. They're just 26-14 score right now. As Kochman, ahead of the pack, able to get away from Duarte, first time in a while. And Rachel Kochman comes up with the two-pointer. Is that her first points in the game? It is. First time she scored in the game. There's Yetchmena, great pass, trying to go across to Newman, and poked away there as Duarte comes up with it. Jalea's got steal after steal. Mack, oh, from behind. I thought that shot was well off as Kochman in the backcourt now with Mack surrounding her. Nowhere to pass to except right to Maddie Newman. Then Newman. Ooh, Newman trying to control the dribble. Beiflugen, good hustle to be right there. Kochman just kept losing ground, trying to pivot away from Mack. And here's Kochman down to Mayo. Back out to Rachel. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. Not there. Goes after her own rebound. Tips it out of the hands of Duarte. So it'll be rookies basketball. A 26-16 score. The rookies have not had a lot they had all those offensive rebounds at one time, and then Mack from the outside again. This one bouncing around and not there. Mack's had quite a few looks there, and they just haven't dropped. So offensively, not really getting it done, though. But defensively, still staying ahead at 26-16. Duarte. Big rebound there. Three people around her, including Kochman, Beiflugen, and Lesby. And the foul's going to go on Rachel, her second. 5 team fouls apiece. I haven't told you the time here for a while. We're down to 1:10 to go here in the first half. 26-16 score as it'll be Yetchmena to pitch it into Duarte. Now, that's a good inside move. Duarte's shot just rolls all around the rim and off into Pennington's hand. But that's a great post-up, and that's the kind of thing, work something different there and make their defense work a little bit more. Yetchmena with a nice feed. Here's a double team come in. It's going to go into the backcourt. And once again, the rookie's defense creates a turnover. So it'll be rookies to inbound at 41 seconds on the clock. Mayo nearly fouls there as Elena, the kick out. And now Beiflugen with the tip pass. Itchmanith was in the corner. Maddie tried to find her, and Beiflugen getting a hand on it. Tipped it out. Yetchmena out to Mack. Down to 30 seconds to go. Monica to the high post where Duarte is. Now they swing it quickly. Mack, three-pointer straight away. Good There's three there, 29-16, 20 seconds on the clock. Girls are looking for that turnover here, try to get one more bucket before the half as Pennington brings it all the way down. Inside, there's Leslie, gets free, can't hit it. And with 8 seconds to go, they got time, down to five. Here comes Mack crossing the half-court line, over to Newton, back to Duarte, back to Mack, can't get it up there in time. As Newton thought she was going to have the shot, they covered it and took too long to get back to Mack. Well, that's the end of the first half, folks, but what a half as the rookies come from behind, down early, and then tied it up, went ahead at 8-7 in that first quarter. Lead 29-16 here at the half as the girls from Tri-Valley giving them a good run here in the first half. But the rookies on top by 13. We're going to head back to KSDP Studios for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with more here from Sioux Valley High School, just outside of Talkeetna.
Carl Pullian with the play-by-play as the rookies continue on their quest for gold this year at the state tournament. We'll see what happens. This is going to be a good test at the Crawley Classic. They've already done a great job with pretty much every opponent they've played against this year. We'll say thanks to a couple sponsors and then come back for the halftime stats.
Reading. It's a skill we all take for granted, and our friends at the Peter Pan Corporation would like to change that. Studies have shown strong oral language skills are the basis for literacy development in young children. So please, read to your children at a young age. You both will be better for it. This message is sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation to keep the Aleutians Eastboro educated and thriving.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And here at halftime at Sioux Valley High School, right along the Parks Highway, about mile 100, just before the turnoff there for Talkeetna. And a nice floor, good tournament here always. Shout out there to Jimmy Sickler, who actually went to school here, I believe, too, back in the day, many days back, but he's put together a real nice tournament. It continues to attract a good group as it's one of the last tournaments of the season, usually before teams go into the 2 weeks or so before their regions, and this has been a good one. And right now we're in a good one. The rookies on top, 29-16 with Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley, as we mentioned, the consolation winners last year at state. They get knocked out by Scammon Bay again. 2 years in a row they played them, and both times playing good games against Scammon Bay, but Scammon being the formidable team they were 3 years in a row, and they are again this year, but this year they move up to 2A, by the way. The Tri-Valley Warriors always felt like, gee, how did we get this draw? And these girls played a really good first half, Tri-Valley did, but the rookies, even with a poor offensive effort, I thought so far, defensively, they just got it done. Once they realized, hey, this isn't the team we watched yesterday against Fort Yukon. These girls know how to play. These girls are hustling. And once they settled down, got patient a little bit, they produced some good turnovers, got some easy buckets, got a few points in the half court, but then kind of went stale there for the last couple minutes of that second quarter. Although, again, defense produced points, and they came up with the 29-16 lead at the half. They had 18 points in that first quarter against 9 for Tri-Valley, then outscored them 11-7 in the second quarter. But I'm sure Coach Lamar was looking for a little more out of their half-court offense there. And, you know, looking at the score, I'm sure he would have been a lot happier at about a 40-16 score instead of 29-16. So we'll see how that third quarter is going to stack up for the rookies, as I bet they come out ready and roaring as they've had just four scores in the first half there. Kayla Calvert, want to throw out a mentioned to her, she did pick up her third foul, or we've got her for three here in that first half. And 4 points, though, but some steals, some good play all through the first quarter and into the second. And then, that's right, she picked up that one in the second on the, went for the fake. And so that's, she sat and watched a bit from there, but good to see a player, a sophomore like that, to be able to get in position where she can be a solid part of the substitution pattern there. If anybody were to get in foul trouble, Calver's working into that person that can go in and spell a Duarte or a Yetchmanoff at any time. Speaking of Monica, no scoring, but as always, some great play on the floor. Maddie Newman, the freshman, doing an excellent job, as always, too. She had some good plays out there as well, but did not score. And then Leilani Brandel not starting and didn't see any action yet, but we'll see how that goes in the second half. I'm not sure on that. Jayla Duarte with 2 points, Calver with four, as we said. A three from Sadie Newton, and that was all the shooting she had, really. And then it was 18 from Elena Mack leading the way. Three three-pointers to push them out, the last one to push them out to that 29-16 lead. The by the way, the T-Jacks are not going to be played in Tri-Valley. Their game coming up is going to be against Reddington. The Huskies dropped their game to Fort Yukon Boys, which is a good, scrappy, hustling 1A team with not a lot of talent except in two spots there. And those two boys, Dylan Carroll and Doran Mailer, carried them to victory yesterday day against the 3A Reddington boys. So I think the T-Jacks will have some fun with that group. We're going to be back for second half action, though. It's King Cove Rookies on top of Tri-Valley, 29-16, back in just under 4 minutes. And it's the Tri-Valley Warriors with the ball to start the second half here. They are going to tie them up there, and it's going to be a jump ball. So much for Tri-Valley starting the second half with the ball. The Rookies will have it as Duarte goes inside. The kick into Mack, and she goes right back out to Jalea. Jalea misses on the three try, and on the run out, Yetchmanoff is back there to break up the easy one. As that was Mayo, who was down court. Yetchmanoff there. There's a scramble for the ball. Mack ends up with it. Comes down, fires for three. Top of the key is off. As you go with Calver, Yetchmanoff, Newton, Mack, and Duarte. Same starting five. They started the game. As here's the shot by Mayo out there, misses. And for Duarte in the post, loses the ball, but right out to Newton. Now over to Mack, three-pointer, not there. Rebound comes off to Beiflugen. Oh, man, nearly travels with it, but let's see, it'll be Rookies basketball. We stay at 29-16. Yetchmanoff heading out for Newman, but she headed out of the gym, so must be something going on there. And here's Jalea with a nice little drive down the left side of the key. That young lady could do a lot more scoring-wise, that's for sure. As Duarte gets the first 2 points of the second half, makes it 31-16. Here's Mayo, open for three, but not a three-point shooter, really. And Duarte with the strong rebound goes ahead to Mack on the long pass. Mack pulls up, gets Talkman in the air. Pennington there gets a hand on it. Mack follows from the other side and scores two. So Elena with the two-pointer makes it 33-16. Trying to get the ball in, and Newman almost with a steal. Beiflugen ends up with it. Ahead of the pack, that ball tipped by Newton right to Calver. And then Kayla trying to protect it. They'll do a held ball. So it'll be Tri-Valley basketball. Carvelli at half court. We'll put it into play. Mayo having trouble getting it into anybody because there's a rookie next to every white jersey, but here's Beiflugen. Now in, as they swing it around up high to Pennington, looking inside to Kochman, stolen away there. Mack double teaming with Duarte, and Mack will fire for three. This one misses. Maddie on the putback goes. Maddie Newman with the 2-pointer. So Maddie Newman with the 2 makes it now 35-16. Here's Kochman back the other way as she outraces everybody. 35-18. Yeah, Kochman with the 2-pointer. And here's Duarte down the other way, scores again. She's got 4 here in the quarter. 37-18 score. The long pass ahead. Pennington gets it. Mack tries to get in the way, does a little bit. There's going to be a 2-shot foul, though, I think, on Newman. Let's see. It is on Maddie. Pennington will go to the line for 2. And this first shot not working for Pennington. The senior will get 1 more. This shot on the way also misses. Duarte with the rebound. Ahead it goes to Mack. Mack charges it up court, stopped there by Beiflugen. Steps back, 3-pointer, good. Beiflugen dropped off her, and Mack said, all right, backed up a half step to get behind the line and got it there. Here's Duarte with the save back by Calver and ahead to Mack and no bucket. Pretty shot, but the foul goes on Przybylski. Aaron picks up her first, team's first. 1 apiece here in the second half. And the rookies starting to do what they do. It's been an 11-2 opening 4 minutes here. As there's Mack down low, posts up, pass from Duarte. She doesn't get the shot to go and out of bounds. It'll be Tri-Valley basketball. 40-18 our score now. We were just talking about how this would probably what Coach Lamar was hoping would look like at halftime. But here it is instead in the third quarter. It's the reach-in foul on that. And Elena picks up her first, team second. Mayo will inbound. Comes into Przybylski. 3-point shot for Jasmine is good. And here's Mack with it. Mack spins into the lane, goes to Duarte. Out to Maddie. And back to Jalea. She'll put it on the floor, goes to the hoop, fouled by Kochman. Jalea could do that, I think, against any post player that covers her. And she chooses her time every once in a while and does one of those and just go, man, that could happen a lot. And at the line, Duarte with the first one. Now, there's so many weapons here for King Cove. That's the thing. Here's Duarte, 2 for 2 from the line, makes it 42-21. I mean, you've got Elena Mack, obviously, a tremendous shooter, and yet you have the inside play. You have another tremendous shooter, so you know you just have too many tools there. Here's Newton with a steal as Beiflugen came to the jump stop, got ahead to Mack, pulls up, 2-pointer on the way, misses there, rebound though to Beiflugen, tipped out, still Tri-Valley basketball. This will be hey, Mayo just trying to get it inbounds back to Leslie, it goes. And now Mayo in the backcourt. Boy, they just barely made it 10 seconds, I think. And here's a steal by Calvers. They try to go to Leslie. Calver seeing it, and that's that anticipation that all the girls have such do such a good job of. They all have that ability. Here's Mack at the free throw line. Duarte gives it off to Newton. On the wing, cross-court pass to Maddie. Back to Elena. Long three-pointer. Misses there. Newton takes away the rebound from Brzezinski, or from Bifugan, and puts it in. 44-21, timeout for Tri-Valley. Yeah, Coach Dixon across the way for Tri-Valley, along with the boys coach, Kevin Mayo, who helps out always. We're going to talk things over with the girls. They saw themselves in a position at 29-16 at the half, a 13-point lead, now at 23 at 44-21. You just look at the way King Cove has pushed this out here with 2:41 to go in this third quarter. Just over 5 minutes gone in the third quarter, and it's a 15 to 5 run out here in this third, and threatening to be more. The way Tri-Valley just not, Bifugan's three-pointer was great, but, it was almost like, yeah, that's almost an anomaly out there right now. They have not had any looks. She was open, she hit it, but it's been the rookies playing rookie ball here. And this could easily be a 20-point lead, or I mean a 30-point lead by the end of the quarter if Tri-Valley doesn't switch it up here. At 23 points right now. And there they go in the pressure there, full court, as here's the double team coming. Calver and Newton over there, but gets it out to Kochman. Three-pointer straight away. Good. Banked in by Mayo, and it's a three. So 44-24. Well, I said she doesn't shoot that much, and there's a reason. Here's Newton will try one. Ball tipped there. Calver comes up with it, gets it out to Mack. Mack will slide inside for the little bunny as Mack slips into the key, puts in the six-footer, four-footer straight away. Going to go for a five-second call there. Oh, it was there, but not quite, I guess, 4.9. Newton tipping that pass out of bounds. Mayo again to put it into play. Looking, has Kochman, and Duarte took her. Jalea was just kind of trailing. I think she was actually hoping the girl was going to throw the long ball, but just as she did, she realized, oh, she might be throwing it right now. Still got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Kochman with just, I think, the 2 points is all, as they go in deep to her, and she gets one here. That was a well-placed pass by Mayo. And it stays at 20 points, 46-26, 1:44 on the clock. Here's Mack. Turn around, takes her defender towards the baseline, turns around and hits the two-pointer. Mack will, no, Duarte tips it. Mack thought she had it, and Bifugan will go to the line for two shots. Mack and Duarte collided there for that steal, and instead Bifugan came up with it, was able to drive to the hoop, and tried a shot off the key there. Fouled by Elena for second. Team's third here in the second half. So the Tri-Valley timeout helpful there for Tri-Valley. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. And they've got it back to within 21 as Duarte gets the rebound there. But falling out of bounds, tips it back into play. And is picked up by Bifugan, who will go to the line for two shots. And she's fouled there by Newton. Jasmine gets the first one. So Bifugan, two tries here. The first one good. Second one on the way, also good. So now 48-29 score, 1:25 on the clock. So again, Tri-Valley doing a real nice job here with these girls, staying in it, or trying to stay in it as, the fourth quarter looms here, about 95 seconds away. But the rookies, you can still feel that offensively, they haven't got into that great a rhythm. They started to earlier in the third quarter, it seemed like. You know, it's one of those where you'd like to see them maybe use more time down there, but they're so used to running and getting out in the fast break off the defense. And then when you get a lead like this, you feel like, well, we have this game well in hand. It's hard to do those things. So this will be Mac to bring it across the line. 19-point lead then for the rookies. 1:18 to go now in the third. Here's Mac down the left side of the key. Can't get that shot to drop by Flugen with the rebound. Jasmine brings it up court. Newton takes a stab at it. And Jasmine all the way to the hole for two as Maddie Newman got turned around on that one, 48-31. Tri-Valley back within 17, under a minute to go. Here's the screen from Duarte. She rolls to the hoop, gets a pass back from Mac. Blocked partially there by Kaufman. The rebound comes off to Newman, and a held ball. It'll be Kinko basketball. Well, Kaufman doing an excellent job defensively on Jalea that time. As she drove by, thought she had the shot, but Kaufman got just a piece of it from behind. And here's Mac straight away, three, bounces around and in. Good for three. 51-31, 37 seconds on the clock. Long pass ahead. Goes to Beiflugen. Going to be stopped? No. She steps through, gets a shot off, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Now to Kaufman. Little shift. Great footer is good. And 51-33, 20 seconds on the clock. Tri-Valley hanging around, trying to get back into it, and they've closed it to 18. Here's Mac with it, down to 11 seconds. Now gets free as she tries the three and has it. 54-33, just 5 seconds for three, and they're going to run out the clock trying to get the ball in bounds. That's all she wrote in the third quarter as the rookies stay on top and extend the lead. In fact, 54-33 after three quarters of play. Elena Mack punctuates it with a three-pointer with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll be back from the fourth and final quarter for the rookies here, leading by 21 as we go back to our studios at KSDP 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
Man, Tri-Valley really is hanging on there. King Cove tried to extend their lead for a minute, but they clawed their way back within striking range. So stay tuned for that fourth quarter. It's still in there. Let's do a quick word from sponsors. We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP. We're back for fourth quarter action to see if King Cove can seal the deal, live on KSDP.
Calver with a block shot there to start the action in this fourth quarter. Calver back in with Newman, Duarte, Newton, Mac. That's the starters for the fourth here. Here's Mac up top. She finished off the third with a three, and Beiflugen probably their best athlete trying to guard her out there, doing a decent job too, but boy, that's a handful. Now it comes to Newton, trying to get her off to some shooting as she misses there. Duarte rebounds it, misses on the first one, and Calver there to put it in. Kayla got the second shot, put it up and in. And here's Mayo again, taking a long time to get that ball into play. so close to 5 second calls as that's an intentional foul on Mayo. Newton was trying to guard her, you know, just surround her, and Mayo just in frustration actually pushed away at Newton and at face level too. So that's what the rookies' defense can do to you. And to the line, Newton for two shots. First one is off. She'll get one more. I don't think it, you know, it didn't bother Sadie at all. She was still playing defense, just that maybe they didn't see it. She misses them both. So Newton, an off-shooting day. She hasn't had a lot of shots, but she didn't even hit her free throws there. So maybe she didn't have her oatmeal this morning. I don't know. I didn't have mine yet, so could have something to do with it. Who knows? Here's Mack with it. Goes to Duarte at the post. Duarte gets people in the air and then puts in a little six-footer. Pennington and Kaufman right there, but neither one of them could follow the moves. Here's Pennington into the half court and touch last by the rookies. It'll be Tri-Valley to inbound in the forecourt as they come into Beiflugen, trying to go down to Kaufman, and there's going to be a hold push call on Duarte. Jalea will pick up her second foul, team's fifth, 58-33 score. As there's a near steal by Calvert. Oh, it's right there. And she was headed up court with it. And then a three by Beiflugen coming back the other way. Three-pointer's good, 58-35. Jasmine gets another one. Calvert with that steal was going for the bucket. And she just didn't quite collect it. There's Newton, tries a three. That's not there. Kaufman with the long rebound, dribbles it up to half court, then gives off to Lusby out there. Or excuse me, Brzezbilski back in the ballgame. Well, rookies get it right back, though. Brzezbilski turns it over. Mack to Calver in the corner. Now trying to go to Duarte. She somehow finds the basketball, got the shot up, couldn't get it to go. Calver with the rebound put back. That's not there. And from the other side, Duarte gets it back for two. Jalea with the two-pointer there. Kaufman on the long ball. That's going to be an easy one for Max. She just pokes it up in the air and runs under it. Pulls up three-pointer, not going to go as Calver keeps it alive to Duarte. Calver at the free throw line. Back to Jalea on the 3 seconds. And McGee as 60-35 score. They just took too long for that one to develop. Calvert probably had the shot in the lane there, but went to Duarte instead and didn't get out in time, so a three-second call. Here's Maddie on the arm. 60-35 score. Newman picks up her second, team six. 5:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rookies leading from back in the first quarter. And let's see, they're going to say we're going to give Tri-Valley another shot at that one. Mack entered the area. It's on the sideline there, and Mack entered the area. This time the pass stolen by Newman then, so Newman will stop and pop. As Newman gets a two-pointer, Sadie hits the close-in one. And Sadie with a steal now. As she goes right back, trying to go to Mack, stolen back away. And then Newton picks up the foul here. Sadie trying to steal it back. Lusby will check in for Pennington for the Warriors. And that was the 17th foul. So actually, here comes Beiflugen walking to the line. 62-35 score. And at the line, Jasmine's shot bounces around, won't drop down. Rebound comes off to Doherty, to Mack. She's got Newman running the floor on one side, Newton in the corner on the other, and she goes to Sadie for three. Newton makes it 65-35. There's a long pass, and Newman lost track there. Is this two-pointer good for Lusby? Przybylski. I get those two mixed up. Oh, my. Lusby checked in, huh? And this ball off the hands of the rookies. 65-37. Here's the score, and Cockman ahead of the pack there. Gets a pass, wheels around Duarte, and then travels with it as she tries to hold her pivot foot. Jalea stands her ground, no foul on plays like that. She just very patient defensively. She puts herself in a position where you're kind of stuck, and that's exactly where Cockman was. As here's the step through and two by Mack as she goes through the split defenders, and Mack with a near steal, but Feiflugen protects the basketball and gets by her for two. 67-39. You can't fault the try, though. I mean, that was almost there for Elena. Here's the shot out in the corner by Newton. No, and the rebound put back by Calver. Can't use the backboard, though. And got a little bit too far underneath. Missed on the shot. And back comes Tri-Valley. 67-39. Trying to find Cockman. Stolen away by Mack. Mack has Duarte just ahead. Still got the ball. Now the drop pass down there to Duarte. She's fouled as she goes up. Lusby on the foul. Jalea will go to the line for two shots. 67-39 game here. 3:14 to go in the fourth. His first one, good. And one more coming up for Duarte. Good on the second one as well. There's a long pass ahead to Feiflugen, tipped out of bounds from behind by Sadie. She had an open lane to the basket. Sadie put on the afterburners and tipped it out from behind. Feiflugen tries the three, can't get it. Mack the rebound. Mack back the other way, still got the dribble, keeps the head up, down on the baseline. Looking and passing all the way over cross court to Newton. Her shot rattles down but out. And Cockman with a block on Duarte as she went up for the putback. So Feiflugen has it back for Tri-Valley. 69-39 score, 2:43 on the clock here in the fourth. This shot by Przybylski on the baseline won't go, and that's Maddie Newton that tears the ball away from everybody. Newman, excuse me. I called her Newton. And here's Newton on the baseline left side. Sadie's shot is off. Duarte tips it right back to Maddie. Newton tries to go out to Mack and does. Mack right back to Maddie. Baseline shot, short. Rebound, Mack for two. Oh, my. Elena Mack being everywhere. What is that? Like the credit card, everywhere you want to be. That's Mack. Man, oh, man, how did she do that, too? That was she did that touch pass down to Maddie on the baseline. I thought that was it. Because I thought her shot was probably going to go in, and Mack was all the way out. She was the defender on that, you know, the one that, in case it didn't go in. But somehow she said, oh, I see where it's going to miss to, and she got right to the spot, was the only rebounder there for it, and put it in. Just a fantastic anticipation of a girl that really understands the scoring opportunities at all times on the court, anywhere on the court. And she understood her responsibility, too. I mean, she hung back there. I didn't see her come in the picture until I realized, oh, Newton's shot isn't going to go. and people started to take rebound positions, she went right to the ball. She was already there. And here is Newman on the out-of-bounds play as Duarte tries to save the rebound off the miss there. Sadie's shot was off again, and Duarte touched it last, trying to save it. And Tri-Valley putting it into play. Beiflugen ends up with it, gets it to Pennington. Her shot off the glass doesn't go. There's Mack and Calver. Calver with the block on Beiflugen. And it comes now to Maddie. Newton gives back now to Mack. Baseline pull up, in and out. And the ball comes off to Przybylski. She's got Pennington ahead of everybody, and Pennington has it broken up by Duarte. She was going to put up the shot. Duarte got hands on it. Then Pennington did get it back, and Duarte ends up with it again. 71-39, the Rookies pounding out another victory here. Is down low, there is Newton, and too close to the basket, I guess. Maddie misses that one with no one around, as Beiflugen is got the ball held by Calver coming in on the double team. Calver gets two hands on the ball perfectly. Ended up with it, but they call jump ball. And Beiflugen will try the three. Duarte going for the rebound. Not there, and there's Calver. As Kayla picks up the foul, her fourth. So that'll send to the line Mayo, and Brianna will miss on the first one, a one-on-one, but Pennington gets a rebound, gets it back to Mayo, tipped out last touch by the Rookies. So with just a minute to go here, it's Tri-Valley's basketball, comes into Beiflugen, right back to Kaufman. And Duarte there gets a bit of the hip. Hip check's good for a foul, and that'll send Kaufman to the line for a one-on-one. Third, I think, on Jalea. Rachel at the line, the sophomore. She's a solid post player, too, but she is... had her hands full with Jalea Duarte, although she's had a much better second half than first half. She's been more aggressive, given Jalea some problems on the defensive end, too. So she's learned a lot in this ball game. As here's Mack, hustles it up court for a three. Not there, and Kaufman with the rebound ahead to Mayo, and Mayo's going to sail out of bounds with it. Duarte, the first person back. She's often that person for the Rookies. Runs the floor well, anticipates well, too. Here's Jalea at the high post. Gets Pennington in the air. Misses a shot. And Calver with the save rebound underneath. Kayla, good job to keep it alive for the Rookies. 25 seconds on the clock. 71-40 score. Mack with it. Trying to dump off to Duarte. And does. Now this ball's touched, though, but Mack still plays it in the half court. Down to 12 seconds. Out to Maddie in the corner. And they say a blocking call on Mack, her third. But just with 9 seconds to go, here's a steal by Sadie Newton. Duarte has it. Duarte back to Kayla. Calvert and Newton. And the shot up. Not there. Well, that's the end of this one, and the Rookies get it done against a solid 1A state tournament finisher the last 2 years and look to go again this year. Tri-Valley Warriors at 40, the Rookies at 71. We're going to be back 60 seconds back to our studios there in KSDP in Sandpoint. Listen to all those great sponsors that help bring you this broadcast. And we'll be back with a post-game wrap-up and get ready for the T-Jax game coming up right after this 60-second break.
T-Jax coming up in a minute. We're going to go and play a few underwriting spots as we wait for Carl to come back with those halftime stats.
Sandpoint Generating would like to encourage parents to make their home into a library. Early vocabulary has been linked to later reading comprehension skills, especially in young children. It is important that you read to your young children. They'll thank you for it later. This message is sponsored by Sandpoint Generating, providing Sandpoint with the power to spark creativity and learning. Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
All right, T-Jacks are coming up in just a little more than probably 15 minutes or so, but Carl Pulliam's going to come back now and give us the halftime stats as the rookies win against the Tri-Valley, I think it's the Vikings. So here we go for those halftime statistics.
Well, and the rookies do a great job there, Austin and listeners. They don't look that great in the offensive end in the sense in their offensive sets, but you know what? Defensively, they are unstoppable, and it turns into so many points for these girls. Unstoppable group. I could see them play anybody in the state, really, and the defense would put them in every ball game. Right now, the best team in the state, the Anchorage Christian School Lions, but the rookies, while they don't have 10 players, they're deep enough, they could play those girls, I have no doubt, and give them a ball game. They just played one of the better Tri-Valley Warriors, one of the better 1A schools, and maybe they'll see them at state. Who knows? I don't know how they're going to be matched up out there in the 1A state tournament, but as long as both these teams get there, the Tri-Valley Warriors and the rookies, easily this might be a state tournament preview of what could be a championship game, depending on brackets. Jasmine Beiflugen did a great job, the senior, hustling throughout, picking up her game in the second half, even though a little frustration in the first half, especially in that second quarter. But when they, the rookies only jumped out to an 18-9 lead after the first quarter, and so Tri-Valley playing with some good confidence, though, had a poorer second quarter than they had hoped. But they came out in the third quarter and did a nice job, 17-25 in that one. As a couple of Elena Mack three-pointers just kept them at a distance. And the fourth quarter, well, it belonged to the rookies, 17-7 in that fourth quarter as they win it by 31-71-40. Beiflugen led the way with 21 points. Rachel Kaufman got it going a little bit, but really against Duarte's defense, she didn't have a lot of good looks. She did play a lot better defense on Duarte in the second half, and they did get the ball to Jalea, too. But lots of times, Jalea produces her points on the boards, which she did again today, as Kaufman ended up with a total of 7 points to help out Beiflugen. But really, it was Jasmine that scored most everything, half their points, over half their points. On the rookie side, well, three double-figure scores, as Sadie Newton came alive a little bit there in the second half with a couple of shots dropping. She ended up with 10 with 18. Jalea Duarte and 16 of those in the second half. And then with 32, Elena Mack leading the way once again. Pitching in with points, Maddie Newman had 4 points and 6 for Kayla Calver. Nice job by the sophomore and the freshman. As Monica Yetchmenev, also in the ballgame, did not score, but a good first half for Yetchmenev, as always. Well, they had only put 12 minutes up on the clock, and we burned up 3 of those, so we're going to send it back to the station. As the T-Jacks coming up next, taking on the Reddington Huskies. That's just 8.5 minutes away for the start of that ballgame then. As it's the rookies 71-40 over Tri-Valley, T-Jacks up next right here on KSDP.
All right, Carl, we'll just hang on the line for you then. Get yourself a cup of water, and thanks for everything.